Gary of the Circus. Jerry of the Circus.
Jerry? Jerry? We're getting in? Come on, Jerry. Huh? You wanted to watch me set up this morning?
I'm getting up. Golly, it's still dark, Bob.
Yeah, pretty early, but you don't have to get up and watch him unload, you know.
But I want to. I've never seen him unload and set up. And with a clay lot, it ought to be real interesting.
Yeah, interesting to you, but plenty tough for the canvas man. You know, a mud or clay lot is no sense to set up on.
Where's Mother's shoe? Oh, here it is.
I'll go out with you and introduce you to Paul Murray.
Who's he, Bob?
Well, he's a head canvas man. I guess he'll show you around if he's not too busy.
Sure is going to be fun.
Yeah, and you'll learn a lot, too. You know, there's a lot more to setting up the tops than you think.
What I can't figure out is how they do it so fast.
It's all system, Gary. Well, I'm ready. How about you?
Okay. Can I take Rags?
No, I don't know about that. He might get in the way.
How about look at him? He hasn't taken his eyes off us since we started to get dressed. You want to come with me, don't you, Rags?
Hey, not so loud there, partner. Folks are all sleeping in this car.
Oh, he wants to come, Bump. I'll see if he stays right by me.
Well, all right. But don't let him get hurt or stepped on.
Oh, I won't. Come on, Meg.
Hey, no, I'll be quiet when we walk down the corridor.
Come on, Meg. Quiet now.
See, we could lose a lot of friends if we made any noise and woke up some of the performers at this hour.
Funny the noise of the train and the unloading doesn't wake them up.
Well, circus folks get used to those noises, Jerry. It's unusual noises like footsteps and voices in the car this early that bothers them. Yeah, here we are.
Come on, Red. Stay right alongside me now.
Now let's get over there to the flat cars, huh? Be careful where you step now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I hear Paul over there. Oh, Paul. Paul Murray.
Yay!
That's him waving that lantern.
Hey, look at all those torches.
Yeah. It's Bump, Paul.
How come you're up at this hour in the morning, Bump?
Well, my pal here wanted to see the unloading and setting up today. Paul, I want you to meet Jerry. Jerry Dugan.
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Murray.
I'm glad to meet you, son.
If you're not going to have it too tough today, I thought maybe you'd show Jerry around a little.
Sure thing.
I won't be in the way.
I don't think so.
Well, this is Rags, Paul. It's Jerry's dog.
Well, hello there, Rags. Say, this is the dog that works with you, isn't it, Bumps?
Yep, that's my partner, all right. Oh, have you seen this work?
I caught part of the show one night last week. Clever dog.
Quiet,
Rags. Well, if it's all the same with you, I'm going back to bed for a while. Sleep is a whole lot more important to me than watching you set up.
Okay, Bumps. You go back and finish your beauty sleep. Jerry and I will get along all right.
All right. See you later. And keep your eye on Rags, Jerry.
Okay. Come on.
Here comes the first wagon from the mess top, Jerry. Let's ride it over to the lot.
All right.
Okay, Bert. I'll take it on over.
Hurry.
Climb up there in the driver's seat, Jerry?
Sure. But you hand me Rags, will you?
Okay. Up you go, boy. That's the boy. Here, Rags. Come here, boy. Up with you. You got him?
Uh-huh. Thanks.
All right. Get by. Get up. Come on, boy. Come on.
How far is the lot where we're going to set up?
Oh, not very far, Jerry. I don't know exactly myself.
Then how do you know which way to drive?
Well, you'll see in a minute, just as soon as we hit the street.
What's in this wagon, Mr. Murray?
Mostly dishes and cooking utensils, and they're important. When my men get the big job from the menagerie and the midway tops, their job is done, and they'll be wanting their breakfast.
See, look it. There's another torch over there on the curbstone. See it?
I sure do. That's what I was telling you about. That's how I know which way to go to the lot.
What do you mean?
You see, Jerry, the first wagon that goes over to the lot from the railroad yard is on the trailblazer. They put those flares along the route to be followed. That one on the right-hand side of the street means that I'm to turn right at the next corner.
Golly, that sure is a good system.
And you know something, Jerry? The drivers of the wagons don't even have to watch out for the flares.
They don't? Why not?
Well, because the horses are so used to following the flares that they make the turns by themselves.
They do?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, Jerry. There's a lot ahead of us.
You mean where all those torches are sitting on the ground?
Yep, that's it.
Why are they sitting around like that?
Well, that's the way the lot's been laid out. I can tell from the way the flares are placed just where each top is supposed to go up. Why, even the places for the center poles of the big top have been marked off.
I see what you mean. Those flares all in a row there. A pole goes up where each one of them is, huh?
That's right.
Golly, look at the ground, Mr. Murray. Why, it's all mud.
Yeah, not such good footing here in this clay. We'll be using plenty of sawdust today.
This would sure be a bad lot if it rained, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. But it won't rain. You don't have to worry about that.
Why? Because it rained so much before we got here?
Nope. I got a better way to tell than that.
How?
I can tell just by looking at the space between those flares.
Why, you're fooling. How could you tell if it's going to rain or not that way?
It's a pretty sure system, Jerry. Don't miss very often.
But somebody put those torches there. Hey, how could the weather have anything to do with that?
Oh, the weather has a lot to do with the way that they're placed, Jerry. You see, our advance men check with the Weather Bureau pretty carefully.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, the flares mark off the distance between center poles.
Yeah?
The center poles are further apart on a dry day than they are on a day we expect rain. We put them closer together on a wet day to allow for the shrinkage in the canvas. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. If the canvas was stretched tight and then it started to rain and it began to shrink, it would split the top wide open.
I never thought of that.
Hey, there, boy. Hey, hey, hey there. Well, here we are, son. Hop down.
Okay. Come on, Ray. Jump. Oh, I forgot about the torchlight. Come on, then. I'll lift you down.
It's getting light, Jerry. The old sun's coming up. We can use plenty of light setting up on a clay lot like this one.
Everything will get all muddy, won't it?
We hope not. Oh, here comes a load of sawdust now. I'll have some spread around before I unload the canvas. Hey, hey, Pat. Get some of that sawdust down in a hurry. I got to unload canvas.
What's the first thing you do?
Oh, we dump the canvas, and then we unfold and spread it. Of course, you know by that time the center poles are. And then we start tying on to the baling rings.
Baling rings? What are those, Mr. Murray?
Well, those are the big rings that go around the center poles. We fasten the top of the canvas to them and then hoist them up.
Oh.
And then we lace on the sides and tie her down. Well, here comes my first load of canvas. Let's get over there, huh?
Okay. Come on, Ray.
You see that smoke over there to your left, Jerry? That's breakfast starting already. They got the fires up before the mess top's standing.
They sure work fast, don't they?
Well, they got us.
The thing I can't figure out is how you know just where each top is supposed to go.
And every time we play, we have a different layout.
Yeah. Say, why is that?
Well, Jerry, I'll bet there's over 1,000 different ways to lay out a circus. It all depends on the lot, the size and the shape and all that. Now, the first thing is to get the midway and main entrance to the big top nearest the best street, so it's easy for the folks to know just how to get to the circus, see?
Oh, I see.
And then we have to figure, before we set up, just how we can break down it easier. You've noticed a lot of the things start moving and being loaded before the night show is over.
Yeah, and I've wondered about that.
Well, we couldn't very well wait until the show is all over and then start moving, or we'd never get our work done. So we start taking the things off the lot that have been used.
You mean the big things?
Mm-hmm, like the steel for Jason's act. The minute he finishes, we break it down and take it right over to the cars.
By that time, the mess tent and the kitchen is all on the train.
That's right. Over here, Tom. All right, you men. Let's lay it down.
They sure work fast.
Look over there, Jerry.
Why, it's a mess tent. It's almost stopped.
Suppose you take a walk over there and watch them fix breakfast now. I'm going to be a little busy for a while. Ask for Leo. He'll show you around.
Okay, Mr. Murray. Thanks for showing me all you did. See you later.
All right, Jerry. Goodbye.
Well, Rags, aren't you glad we got up early and got to see all we did? There's just no end to things you can learn about a circus. Every bit of it's wonderful. Oh, you think so too, huh?
Good morning, lad.
Good morning. Are you Leo?
No. Leo's over there with that white cap on.
Oh, thanks. Come on, Ray. Golly, it's sure pretty this time of the morning and it's getting light. Hello.
Hello there.
Are you Leo?
No, that's been my name ever since I can remember.
Well, I'm Jerry Dugan. Mr. Murray just sent me over here.
Well, what's Paul on?
Oh, nothing.
Well, what'd he send you over here for?
Oh, he's been showing me how they set up, and he's afraid I'll be in the way, I guess. I mean, when they put up the big top. Besides, I'd like to look around the cook tent here.
Well, so that's it, huh? Well, hop to it, my boy. Look around and ask some questions. That's the way to learn.
Thanks, I will.
Suppose you'd like to know what I'm stirring in this big kettle.
Uh-huh. What is it?
Well, this is the making for about 2,000 or 3,000 hotcakes.
Yeah, well, 2,000 or 3,000?
Yep. This and those other 7 kettles full of batter. Those razorbacks will be plenty hungry when they finish setting up in this mud field.
Do they get as much as they want to eat?
Well, I guess they do. Haven't had any complaints.
Hey, look it.
What?
Well, here comes Mr. Randall.
Mm-hmm. The governor himself.
Oh, Mr. Randall.
Oh, Jerry. What are you doing up this hour?
Why, I've been watching them set up. Excuse me, Leo. I'll see you later.
Okay, my boy.
Hey, where are you going, Mr. Randall?
I'm looking for Paul Murray. Seen him around?
Why, sure. There he is.
Oh, yeah. Say, Paul.
Yes, Mr. Randall.
Come here a minute.
Is something wrong?
Well, I don't know, but it kind of looks the way, Jerry.
You looking for me, Mr. Randall?
Yeah, Paul. How's it going? A lot pretty tough.
I've seen a lot worse places. We'll be up on time.
That's good.
What's on your mind, boss?
Well, I just got a telegram back at the railroad station. Things don't look so good further up the line.
Yeah? What's the matter?
Well, listen to this. Advise you to cancel next stand. Heavy rains of past week have weakened trestle over Horn River. And doubt safety of taking your cars over it. J.W. Thornton, Superintendent Horn River Division, SL&M Lines.
Hey, that doesn't look so good. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to play our next stand. Folks in that town are expecting the circus tomorrow, and I'm not going to let them down.
But maybe the bridge will be weakened if you try to cross it with all those cars with elephants and everything.
Well, we'll go as far as the trestle and then examine it.
And?
Yeah, if we can't get across, we'll find another way. But we're going to play that town.